I think what we will do to begin with, if I can, John, I'm going to give you a few moments here just to start with your own opening statement, your views on the rapture, so people have a pretty good idea on your position here.
Well, as far as the end times, George, I am of a different perspective, and that would be the preterist perspective. That simply means past fulfillment. In other words, God did everything he said he was going to do, just exactly when and as he said he was going to do it. And it culminated in the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70. The idea of the rapture, which is being taught and believed by many today, that has been popularized by the 62 million and counting Left Behind series, only goes back into the mid-1830s, which has been verified by many scholars through history. Now, the idea of the rapture is simply taught nowhere in Scripture. One of the problems today, George, is that people tend to read translations of the Bible as though the translation is wholly inspired. What is wholly inspired is the Greek in the New Testament and the Hebrew in the Old Testament. And this is what our broadcast on our own show does, is to drive people back into the Word to study for themselves. In other words, quit regurgitating what your pastor told you or parroting what someone else has said. I actually go into this issue, like the late great Planet Earth that's been popularized, 35 million and counting, on the sale of that particular book. Yet, the Bible teaches just exactly the opposite of what hell is it professes. The world is without end, as many scriptures provide. This is one of the problems today, is that people, though they are sincere, George, can be sincerely wrong. Like the monk that doused himself with kerosene and lit a match. No one could doubt his sincerity, but the issue is, was he right? Or was he wrong? And as we say on our own broadcast, unless you're willing to be wrong, you'll never be right. So the idea of people flying off planet Earth that has been popularized by the Left Behind series simply is taught nowhere in Scripture.
All right, Ken Parsons, your thoughts on the rapture.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I appreciate John's in-depth knowledge. He does impress me, and it seems to be extremely intelligent. I've not really ever had a chance to debate this, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to sharing ideas, having a teachable spirit, and perhaps even learning something tonight. So that excites me. I would like to say that, just to maybe correct a couple things, the book that Hal Lindsey wrote did inspire me. I don't profess to follow everything that he says. We do have some disagreements. The Left Behind series was a fiction book. It was a good book, and I think that people should be allowed to buy good books and not read too much into that. That they're, believing that there's going to be 200 million demons circling the earth and this kind of a thing. Again, much of it is fiction. Some of it is, we get some out of there, and I agree with some of what I see, but it's not an is-all, end-all thing. And I also think that The Last Disciple, which is a book that counters that, goes into the preterist view, is probably going to be a very good seller. And I welcome that into the market. I look forward to getting it and reading it myself. The other thing is, I would like to correct also one thing. I think I did hear it say that I was believed that the rapture was going to be this year, in October of this year. And what I see, coming from what I've studied from Jewish culture and understanding that the Messiah was a Jew and that his upbringing was very, very Jewish, was that there was a time for the rapture on the Feast of Trumpets every year. It's not, we don't walk around cringing. It says that we're to comfort one another with the words of his possible return, and that no man knows the day or the hour. But there has been a time set apart every year. So that when it's gone, next year in the New Jerusalem, possibly. And then each year I do an annual look at just what's happening in the world. There's just too many sources when we look over the fence and we look out there. We've got the Mayan calendar stopping in 2012. We've got Father Malachi's predictions, which are uncanny. Some of Nostradamus is very interesting. I don't consider any of these completely inspired and all the time right. But the unusual thing, uncanny, right down to the volcanoes and the earthquakes, which we've had just over the last month, over a 5.0. We've had 90 of those. If you want to include all of them, even the under the 5.0, it's around 400, according to the USGS, that something is happening, and that the Bible is not so much timeless as much as it is time-full, that it is a spiritual book. It is a book that encompasses millions of years, past and future, and that it is God's personal word to mankind. I'm not of the belief that not having being extremely literate in Greek and Hebrew is going to prohibit me from looking into the scriptures, even in a translation. And finally, I mean, we use multiple translations and try to find a common ground. But I don't, again, I just look forward to sharing ideas and just looking at this. John, I'm just glad to talk to you.
In some of the work that I've looked into, Ken and John, that there are apparently three views of end times. One is called premillennial, which suggests that the second coming will occur before Christ reigns during this thousand-year millennium. There's another called the amillennial, which simply says that Christ never did return yet, and scholars and church leaders began looking at other interpretations about what this may mean. And then there's a third called postmillennial, which, because of the Industrial Revolution and in human progression, they feel that human beings will progress over evil, and that we may be able to take care of some of our own ills. These three separate views. John Anderson, do you specifically subscribe to any one of those?
No, George, I do not. As I said in the very beginning, mine is of what is called the preterist perspective, in other words, past fulfillment. We look at the Bible to allow the Bible to interpret itself, as opposed to trying to, quote, interpret the Bible through newspaper headlines. Newspaper exegesis simply does not work, because as far as earthquakes increasing, as far as volcanoes and things of this nature, if we look at what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and Mark 13, all parallel passages of the Olivet Discourse, he said to his own air-breathing, flesh-and-blood disciples certain things that they should look for to know that the end was near. And he said, many would come saying the end has drawn nigh, believe him not. If they say Christ is in the desert, don't believe him, or if he's in the sacred chambers, don't believe him. He said to them, only they would be able to say when the end had drawn near. That means anyone before or anyone after the disciples would be considered a false prophet, because only they, by Jesus' words himself, would be qualified to say that the end has drawn near. So the preterist perspective believes and takes Jesus exactly at his words, and believes that he returned in the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70.